Perceptions often diverge from reality in people's mental imagery of their surroundings. In our complex world, individuals can't witness everything firsthand. Most of what people feel or think about relates to events like war, famine, or political maneuvers that they haven't experienced themselves. People form opinions indirectly, creating mental pictures of distant happenings and accepting their beliefs as reality. This isn't the same as believing lies, it's simply how individuals interpret the world around them. Human culture helps people make sense of and bring order to a constantly changing and disorderly world. The following order may seem like a blend of people's expectations rather than solid knowledge, yet its consequences are undeniably real, especially in politics and public matters. When various fictions clash, chaos often ensues. That's why it's crucial to shape public opinions, how individuals see themselves and their connections, to guide decisions that benefit the wider community. Propaganda, censorship, and social sets shape public opinion significantly. World War I wasn't solely determined by battles, it was also influenced by military reporters who wrote updates shaping opinions at home. For instance, the French made it seem like many Germans died in a war of attrition while leaving out their casualties. Propaganda and censorship aimed to swap one idea with another to provoke a specific response. Most individuals have an internal filter that influences how they perceive information. People's surroundings, social status, and interactions shape their viewpoints. They develop their beliefs based on the communities they are part of, where marrying within the group is common and unquestioned. The social circle's influence often leads people to make moral judgments rather than engage in deep thinking. Even among college students and business professionals, only a small portion of their time is spent reading newspapers. Surprisingly, interest in international news, even shortly after the 1918 ceasefire, ranks lower than interest in financial news. However, to actively participate in public affairs, individuals need to maintain impartiality, rationality, and an open-minded attitude. In a chaotic world, words fail to convey meaning amidst noise and bias. Scientific inquiry stands out as the most effective form of worldwide cooperation because it offers the greatest consensus on word meanings. Unlike other forms of communication, scientific language minimizes the potential for misunderstandings. Words struggle to accurately convey one person's mental image to another, particularly across different languages and cultures. Different people interpret words like imperialism, capitalism, or socialism differently, leading to confusion and disagreement. Additionally, the constant noise and distractions of city life can cloud people's thinking, making it hard to have clear thoughts. This external chaos is made worse by internal conflicts like racial biases, classism, and personal grudges, which all interfere with how people think. Moreover, many people are illiterate, mentally challenged, or struggling to meet basic needs, making it hard for them to understand complex information. Despite this, their support is crucial for creating public policies. Stereotypes are clung to for self-esteem, shaping personal identity tightly. Even eyewitnesses, those who directly witness events, aren't always dependable sources. People's perceptions differ, influenced by their cultural backgrounds and personal experiences. They tend to interpret what they see based on familiar patterns and expectations. This tendency contributes to stereotyping, where individuals primarily notice what aligns with their preconceived notions and societal norms. Stereotypes also function to uphold one's social status, presenting an idealized scenario where everything and everyone stays in their designated roles. They form the foundation of human dignity, and any challenge to them can be deeply unsettling. In the United States, the common belief linked with the terms progress and success revolves around continuous numerical expansion. It suggests that small entities will grow big, slow ones will become fast, and the poor will become rich. Whatever exists today will magnify tomorrow. Any challenge to this idea is often labeled as un-American. However, this narrow perspective on progress tends to hide its negative consequences. Eventually, neglected facts and blind spots emerge from the sidelines and become apparent. Yet, individuals aren't bound by their stereotypes. They can recognize, acknowledge, and adjust their stereotypes, leading to a more open-minded and curious outlook on the world. Confirmation biases and mistaking correlation for causation reinforce stereotypes. Once a stereotype takes root, people tend to actively search for evidence that supports it while avoiding contradictory information. When it comes to national stereotypes, individuals often base their judgments on their own biases, using limited examples to represent entire populations. This is how they form beliefs about the perceived logical nature of the French, the disciplined reputation of Germans, and the supposed volatility of the Irish. People tend to link two events occurring simultaneously, even if they're unrelated, often leading to wild conspiracy theories and a black-and-white view of the world as pure good versus pure evil. Mainstream audiences crave political narratives with a realistic start and a satisfying, but believable, conclusion. Journalists feel pressured to stick to common stereotypes to avoid disappointing their audience. However, social realities are rarely as straightforward as they seem. For instance, there's no one-size-fits-all explanation like economic determinism or universal class consciousness because people's beliefs and interests are influenced by various factors, not just their job or social status. Politicians use symbols to avoid criticism and shape public opinion. With such diverse personal circumstances, forming a common will or public opinion seems challenging. In politics, a common solution is to rally around a shared symbol that unites people against what they dislike. Often, this symbol is something like Americanism, broad enough to serve as a unifying force. Large groups of people seldom come together to collectively build, negotiate, or manage anything solely through mass action. Typically, a single person or a small group will propose a simple choice and dress it up with symbols to appeal to a diverse range of opinions and emotions. Ambitious leaders often rely on potent symbols like national identities or flags, which serve to deflect criticism, garner approval, and manipulate individuals into acting against their interests. This tactic, known as propaganda, extends beyond the battlefield and can significantly influence the functioning of democratic governance. Balancing public good with self-centered views is the democratic challenge. In a perfect democratic setup, every individual is seen as capable of shaping laws and governance. Back in the 18th century, this notion appeared promising, with hopes it would serve the greater good. However, reality painted a different picture. People lacked sufficient understanding of their surroundings, hindering the emergence of a unified public well beyond local communities. The American Federalists swiftly grasped that a multitude of self-centered opinions wouldn't facilitate a cohesive government. Hence, they crafted the U.S. Constitution to temper direct popular influence. Yet, Thomas Jefferson intervened, claiming to preserve democracy by amending it. Ironically, this paved the way for the patronage system, giving rise to the modern two-party political landscape in the United States. Large gatherings rarely result in collective decision-making solely through mass action. Typically, a single individual or a small group will propose a straightforward choice, adorned with symbols to appeal to a wide range of opinions and emotions. Influential leaders often rely on powerful symbols such as national identities or flags to deflect criticism, gain approval, and manipulate individuals into acting against their interests. This strategy, known as propaganda, extends beyond the battlefield and can significantly impact the functioning of democratic governance. The press can't create direct democracy due to bias and lack of independence. Newspapers aren't simply truth-tellers. The idea that they solely report facts is flawed. People don't often pay a fair price for news. Instead, they indirectly support it through advertising. Paid content also slips into newspapers without much objection. Consequently, newspapers cater more to consumer demand than to shaping public opinion. Most readers mainly care about local news. They can't verify distant news and often don't bother unless it involves celebrities. And unless something big happens, like bankruptcy or a new law, even important facts don't usually make headlines. The rest gets filtered by press agents who serve the interests of their employers, whether they're companies, groups, or politicians. The impact of an event often matters more to most people than what caused it. Instead of focusing on the underlying reasons, readers tend to latch onto familiar stereotypes when reading about things like labor strikes. This happens because it's hard to get the full truth, as reporters are influenced by their own biases and limitations. News reporting isn't completely objective because reporters' views are clouded by their personal biases. The press can't make direct democracy happen. It's best when it keeps democratic institutions in check, but at its worst, it can help a small group take advantage of chaos in society. Political decisions should rely on impartial expert analyses for rationality. Political decision-making should rely on expert government research, professional audits, and fact-based budgeting rather than perpetuating stereotypes and drama. Independent intelligence bureaus, supported by both government institutions and industry, can provide the necessary data and analyses using empirical methods from social sciences. However, it's vital to prevent these bureaus from becoming self-serving bureaucracies by separating their roles from legislative and executive powers. Involving experts in public affairs isn't about pushing beliefs on people. It's about calming down the arguing sides in a debate. Teaching people about their community should help them understand it better, break down stereotypes, get past biases, and become smarter about the media. It'll take time, but there's reason to be hopeful. After all, using reason in politics is still new. Key points. 1. Perceptions shape reality as individuals interpret distant events, highlighting the importance of understanding cultural influences. 2. Public opinion is influenced by propaganda, censorship, and social circles, emphasizing the need for critical thinking and impartiality. 3. Scientific language creates global cooperation by minimizing misunderstandings, crucial in navigating a chaotic world. 4. Stereotypes and confirmation biases hinder understanding, urging the recognition and adjustment of preconceived notions. 5. Political symbols manipulate public opinion, emphasizing the challenge of balancing collective welfare with individual perspectives in democracy. 6. The press's role in shaping public opinion is complex, necessitating a focus on objective reporting and accountability. 7. Political decisions benefit from expert analysis and fact-based approaches, aiming to create rational discourse and informed citizenship.